This is the first episode of the Travel Trade Exchange podcast. And in this episode, I'm just going to tell you my objectives for putting together this podcast, what my hopes are, and what I expect from you, the listener. First of all, I love stories, and I love travel stories. And I'm not talking about stories of you staying in a five-star hotel and eating at very expensive restaurants and how wonderful it was and so forth. What I'm looking for is where you've stepped out of your level of comfort, where you've taken a leap of faith, where you've taken a risk and the memories you have from taking those risks. Other types of stories I'm looking for are adversity you might have faced. If you ever got lost, how did you find your way back? Romance. Did you find romance while you were traveling? Encounters with strangers. The kindness of strangers. If you've traveled very much, you've had, like I've experienced, random acts of kindness from total strangers. Tell us about them. Where were they? How did it help you? And that, anything else that you think might make a good story. I always tell people, you can lie, but make sure it's a good story. So those are what I'm looking for. Now, how are you going to contribute these stories? Well, I've set up a call-in line for you to call in. And that number is 206-338-4063. 206-338-4063. And that's a U.S. number, so people calling from overseas, and I hope there's many of them, will have to dial the U.S. access number. I'm sorry you have to pay for this call, but it's a free service, and I'm paying for this podcast out of my own pocket. So I'm trying to save money anywhere I can. You can go to the website, www.traveltradeexchange.com, and the number will be on the front page of the website. I'm 57 years old. I've traveled a lot, and I intend to keep traveling. But being a middle-aged man and growing up in the computer age, I never developed typing skills, so my preferred format is audio. So that's the first thing we want to do. The second thing we want to do is to provide a way for travelers to exchange stories in written form, and that's going to be through a forum at the website. Third thing I want to do through the website is to provide a way for individuals to meet in person, to exchange adventures together, to meet like-minded people, to exchange services and goods. This will be through a searchable database. And it's going to be you, the participants, that build this database. Additionally, I want to provide a place for commercial businesses to advertise their services. For instance, I've traveled a lot in Turkey. I spent over a year of my life in Turkey. And there's a lot of small mom and pop businesses that provide services for the traveler. For instance, when I was in Kosh years ago, there was a service that provided paragliding adventures, a small 2-3 man operation. They may not have a website, but if I'm going to Turkey and I want to try paragliding, I'd like to find a way of contacting a company that does that. This listing is going to be free. At some point in the future, we may charge for this listing, but I don't see that happening in the foreseeable future. And the third thing we want to provide is a way for charitable organizations to list through the database, where they are looking for volunteers in various projects they may have. For instance, I have a friend in Alaska, lives in Alaska. He's a commercial fisherman. He used to go down to Chile or South America and help build schools or provide services for charitable organizations in his winter. So we want to be a clearinghouse for charitable organizations that are looking for help in various parts of the world. Those are the three things I want to do. Now, who may use this website? Well, first of all, I hope you continue listening to this podcast and become a participant in telling your own stories. Then I want people who want to make real connections with each other as they travel around the world. I love to travel, and when I travel alone, it would be nice to have like-minded individuals that might like to go out to get a drink together, that might want to go to dinner together, that might want to go skiing together. If you're coming to Salt Lake, give me a call. We'll go skiing together. Armchair travelers, people that just like to listen to stories, I hope you continue to listen. In the future, if we have a good website, if we have some good stories, I expect this website to be used by anthropologists, geographers, or academians who may be using this for research. And in the future, historians may look back at the stories we put together on this website and compare it to the modern day. Finally, as the publisher of this website, I may put together in the future either an audio tape of stories that you have told or a book of stories that you've written. So that's the intention of this podcast. I'm going to pretty much clear it up today. I'm going to finish up today. This is going to be the first podcast. In the next episode, I'm going to tell you about my background and my motivations and let you know a little bit about myself. And then we're going to move on to stories. And again, if you're listening to this podcast and you have a story to tell, I want you to call 206-338-4063. When you call, please provide in your first sentence or two what name you want to be called. It doesn't have to be your real name. It can be some fictitious name. And also the country you're visiting and the country you're coming from. For instance, I would say, this is Franz. I'm talking about an adventure I had in Turkey, and I'm from America, the United States. America, some people in South America, is still America. So we need to have that basic information, and that's what we're going to be coding the podcasts on the website for. So if you want to do a search of podcasts about Turkey, this one would be listed. So when you call in, you're limited to 5 minutes. This is a free phone service I was able to acquire. Unfortunately, you're going to have to pay the few pennies it costs to make the phone call. But you're limited to 5 minutes. If you have a story that goes longer than 5 minutes, call back in and take another 5 minutes. I don't want to limit your storytelling. I will have to be editing these stories and choosing the ones that get recorded on the podcast. Ideally, in the future, I would like to have every story available at the website so people that are interested in listening to your story could listen to it, even if it does not get published as a podcast. So that finishes this podcast. Again, my name is Franz Amason, and I appreciate your listening.